ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. Good morning, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 5, chapter number 8, entitled The Character of Bharat Maharaj, text number 18. It's a prose actually, so I'll just read the prose. Api chana vrika sala vrika nyata nyatama vainaika chara eka chara va bakshyati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: I do not know, but the deer might have been eaten by a wolf or a dog or by the boars that flock together, or the tiger who travels alone. Purport: tigers never wander in the forest in flocks. Each tiger wanders alone, but forest boars keep together. Similarly, hogs, wolves and dogs also do the same. Thus Maharaj Bharata thought that the deer had been killed by some of many ferocious animals within the forest. We'll continue to read some of the verses. Translation, next verse, text number 19. Alas, when the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Unfortunately, they have not begun for me. The sun god is the Vedas personified, but I am bereft of all Vedic principle. That sun god is now setting, yet the poor animal who trusted in me, since its mother died, has not returned. Purport: in the Brahma Samhita 552, the sun is described as the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yakshakshurisha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramurti ashesha teja Yasyagnaya Brahmati Sambratakala Chakra Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. As the sun arises, one should chant the Vedic mantra beginning with the Gayatri. The sun is a symbolic representation of the eye of the Supreme Lord. Maharaja Bharata lamented that although the sun was going to set, due to the poor animal's absence, he could not find anything auspicious. Bharata Maharaj considered himself as most unfortunate, for due to animal's absence, there was nothing auspicious for him in the presence of the sun. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sarjatam Sahana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sri Lalita Vishakancha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Shuddha Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, receiving blessings of all Vaishnavas. I speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So this is Maharaj Bharat. So Maharaj Bharat, we seeing the story, we see many speakers speaking. It's actually a sad to see how a devotee is moving away from his devotional practice. But the Lord uses his devotee to teach the lesson for the conditioned souls. This is a beautiful story if you are animal rights, or if you are following vegan, or if you are doing some philanthropic altruism or many isms, like you are animal lover. Sometimes this is a very highly rewarding, and people appreciate the fact that you are high in moral codes and very much helping and good qualities. Right? This is a problem if you are in goodness. People in goodness, they are much satisfied, and the prime quality is knowledge and happiness, because they are happy with what they have and they don't want to change. And this is also a role of Maya. And because of their tendency of their satisfied lifestyle, they develop slowly pride, which is in passion. And then they fall down. The opening of this chapter, Prabhupada actually starts with this purport, saying, Maya is very subtle. And it can easily take you away from Krishna. We can see how subtle, in the name of compassion, the name of tears. Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, first verse, Prabhupada explained about this. Material compassion, lamentation and tears are all signs of ignorance. That compassion is the, here is like that card which made a devotee to forget his sadhana or devotional service on the name of compassion. So that compassion is actually an enemy. Compassion to the body, which is compared to trying to save the dress of a drowning man. Prabhupada explained in the same purport that if a man is a drowning in the ocean or in the water, and then we try hard and to save the outward dress of a man, is compared to a compassion to the outward dress, is exactly like saving the outward dress of a man and forgetting to save the soul. Because one who is giving compassion on the basis of the body, or the compassion to the body, automatically he develops tears when the person leaves. And when the person is not there, then the other result of that is lamentation. Oh, you are so dear to me. We can see how Bharat Maharaj is moving from that compassion to the lamentation because of the dear is missing. So this is a if you see, the devotee, sometimes when a devotee has a transformation or he became a devotee, that is very gradual. And from this pastime we can see the downfall of the curve is also gradual. It's not that Bharat Maharaj didn't know that a spiritual thing is disturbed. He tells in one of the verses, in one verse he says, I'll read that verse. In verse number 9 he says, When it has taken, the deer has taken shelter with me, how can I neglect it, even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life? I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. You know, see? So, that, you know, the, as I said, you know, the devotee, when he becomes a devotee or something, sometimes, you know, the people who are seeing him after a long time, they say, oh, you have changed. Isn't it? You've changed a little bit. Come on, what happened? And you become so mild now. You're showing some qualities. You're not getting angry. Your words are different. Your actions are different. Your choices are different, right? That because the progression in a devotee or the devotee is going down, both is not perceived by the devotee but by others. This is where the association of devotees come into play. What the devotee is going through may not observe himself, but others can see how he is progressing or how he is moving away from devotee or from Krishna. That part was lacking in Bharat Maharaj. He was thinking that taking care of the deer is the fortunate good for himself. He was thinking, how can I neglect my duty of taking care and showing compassion who has taken shelter to me? But he didn't have that vision, because after all, a deer was an animal. Sometimes the devotees also want to take care or preach, show compassion. Our compassion, our other good quality, our idea is that that can be used so that the person can change his material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. This is the idea of providing compassion or shelter or whatever. Our institution is focused on providing that or clearing that ignorance of the conditioned soul. This is our specialization. Krishna consciousness. This is our specialization. But still we do certain kind of philanthropic work. Right? We try to help devotees in work or job or health respective or other aspect of life. Because we are not just like very renunciant and stone-hearted people. Our focus is Krishna consciousness. We want to give Krishna consciousness to people, but then on that course, there are other needs we try to facilitate. But this is not just that, okay, we compromise on the Krishna consciousness, sir. That in Leelamrit, Prabhupada writes about Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. He said that Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj's style is chopping technique. You know, all those people who talk about Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he says his technique, Babu's technique is chopping technique. Chopping technique means he says plain truth without any compromising. One time Prabhupada was there and there was another elderly person was talking when Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was giving class. Then he was upset and then he said, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said to old person, first he said, Babu, you are giving some donation every month. You think you can purchase me with that? And then he said to Prabhupada, if you have something to speak, why don't you come here and speak? Because it's required, he was so heavy, he was known as the lion guru. He never used to compromise on the principle of Krishna consciousness. the Mayavadi philosophers, the upper sampradayas, or the person who are, you know, the caste Brahmins, these people are so afraid of him. One time the policeman came, the local policeman came and said, actually, see, we are help the bribe and everything, but they plan to kill you. So they have came and said that we'll give you certain amount, we will fix someone to kill Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. You don't have to, you just, you know, be oblivious of this situation and you don't take charge of it. We will take care of everything. We have fixed someone, but you don't involve in that. So the policeman said, see, we are bad, but we are not that bad that we are, you know, happy to kill a sadhu. So they came and told Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, you be very careful because they are plotting something so that they want to kill you. Well, Prabhupada writes, you know, they wanted to kill Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj because he was so bold. The caste Brahmanism, or, you know, the people who are don't want to give. So his style is that you preach, you give Krishna consciousness without compromising on the principle of Krishna consciousness. So, but we also, we follow, okay, fine, we take care of people, we give compassion. But our focus is that by helping these sort of things, that person is having the transformation so that he is conducive to follow Krishna consciousness. This is our goal. But if that person is not ready, then we should be moving on. So here the problem is, Bharat Maharaj, the deer, how can the deer, you know, is just an animal. Yes, we can take care to a certain degree, but we are not to that extent that we leave our spiritual sadhana, we leave our Krishna consciousness, and then we are full in, you know, completely into taking care of material things. That part, the association, the guru, the sadhus, you know, that's where that is very critical. And also the usual thought, so when we hear such stories, Prabhupada writes actually in the previous one of the purport that Maharaj Bharat was very much advanced and exalted in spiritual life. And then the attachment, then he got the body of a deer. So Prabhupada writes, what if someone doesn't have that kind of advancement in spiritual life, but he maintains attachment to a cat or a dog? So his condition is worse. The usual, when we talk about this story, then we think, oh, such a great person who is in a great platform, not able to perfect his life, then what about me? So we have to understand, the focus of the story is not to make you discourage of following a devotional service. The focus is here that we should be careful in our devotional service. This is our focus. Okay, I should be careful. Because in the path of devotional service, even Prabhupada also, you know, famous, that we should be surprised that people are staying in Krishna consciousness, not that we are surprised that people are leaving Krishna consciousness. So that is, you know, so Prabhupada again in purport rewrite, and he is very much in that theme which we also, you know, see in Bhagavad Gita. He says, unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. That is a cause of our material bondage. See, our whole program, the design of our process of Krishna consciousness, our devotional service is, we try to develop some kind of attraction to Krishna. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. That's why we focus on chanting or hearing, worshipping the deity, association of devotees. There are two kinds of people happy, we know that, in this material world. One is the foolish, because he is not touched by what's happening in this material realm. He is in his own world and he is happy. He is always smiling. And the other person is Paramahamsa. Because they are also Jivan Mukta. They are not, you know, affected by the dualities of this material world or anything to related with his body. They are also completely aloof. Now the problem is, who is in between? Like if you see in any part of the life, you have a question or no? Okay. So then, like if you are in a you know, like a, for example, race or something, if you are in a podium, the first person is happy. The third person is happy because he made it to the podium. Now the second person is miserable because he missed the first thing by a few seconds. So, and also material, those who are like really materialistic, who are really into ignorance, who are really into all sinful activities, they think they are enjoying. And they are in that world, in a bubble, bio-bubble. Yeah? And those who are completely aloof, who are pure devotees of the Lord, who are traveling, preaching, we can see glimpse, they are always connected to Krishna, they are also happy. Now in between is a problem. Our situation is like the tug of war. So here in the situation of Bharat Maharaj, we can see, he was a king, he had everything, he renounced his wife, he renounced his kingdom, he renounced his children and everyone who are dependent on him just to get perfection for the spiritual life. He came to the forest. Now what happened? A deer. What he gave up, he is just trying to, you know, attach to that deer. Who was in the abode of, you know, like a very high elevated spiritual platform, he gave. So we are in the middle in the sense, we gave up sense gratification, material desires and something which will hold you down or which will make you entangled in this material world. We gave up that because we want to take a Krishna conscious lifestyle or a higher taste or whatever. And now, if we're not making endeavor to develop taste in Krishna consciousness, if you are not making effort now to make ourselves some kind of attraction towards Krishna, or if you are not putting time and effort to, you know, introspect and to see where I am and I want to develop a taste for Krishna, then you will obviously will be pulled back by the material energy, and those things which we give up will come as the greatest attraction in the life of a devotee. And this is a precarious situation because you are neither in this material realm nor you have developed taste in Krishna, and you are stuck there, and we don't want that situation in the life of a devotee where we are remaining there for a long time. So that is why that position is very critical in a life of a devotee. So here, we should not be in a situation, yes, or this story, Bharat Maharaj, he can able to perfect it. Who am I? I am not a sadhu. I am not a saint. I am not elevated like Bharat Maharaj. What is the hope? No, this is not the idea or the message of this pastime. We should understand. So Prabhupada saying in that same purport, what then, so regarding Bhagarat Maharaj, what then was the use of his renouncing his family? One who is serious in advancing his spiritual life should be very cautious not to become attached to anything but Krishna. Sometimes in order to preach, we have to accept many material activities, but we should remember that everything is for Krishna. If you remember this, there is no chance of our being victimized by material activities. In other words, if one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. The fact that Bharat Maharaj had to get up at intervals to look for the deer was simply a sign that he had fallen down from the spiritual platform. This is previous. So we have to understand that we should develop some taste, and we invest on that. We keep investing on that. It's really tough because Bharat Maharaj, you know, he was in conducive environment in one sense. Forest is considered as goodness. His mind is attached to deer. Apart from that, there is no external distraction as such if one has to perform. He was too absorbed in that attachment. But for us, it's different. There is an internal battle and there is some external battle. We have a lot of distraction to deviate from the path of bhakti. And then we have our mind, which is also giving a lot of trouble. So we have a lot of work to do. And it's now the time, as I started earlier, that kind of philanthropy or helping others are doing good, being a good human. I want to be a good human. I want to do good. I want to help others. I want to help the animals. It's more attractive, actually. One see that quick result. One see that recognition. One see that kind of people appreciation. And also, obviously, you are helping some living entity who is very quick in responsive and reciprocation. And you have that feeling, and that person is very gratitude. Oh, you have helped me in such a great situation. You are my Prabhu. Yeah. If you are Krishna conscious devotee, sometimes you know you hear this. People, you help some people in certain way, whatever way. And they say, you are Krishna in my life. And you feel, oh my God, she understood my inner position. Your Krishna himself, you know, came in my life and you helped me like that. And people are also very good in flaming our ego and giving back nicely. And you feel, oh yes, I'm, you know, helping these people. I am the savior of the fallen souls. You think, oh, serving others means serving God. This is a common understanding, right? So we should see, as I said, our whole philosophy, our whole endeavor, our whole activities, whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, we are just doing to please only one person. His name is Krishna. If our whole endeavor is to please Krishna and his devotees, and not our own ego, or then we can see the transformation. Otherwise, it is just another kind of anatta we are adding into our baggage. So Prabhupada writes, as far as the deer was concerned, Bharat Maharaj became very sympathetic. But he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate a deer to spiritual consciousness. Because after all, a deer is but an animal. It was very dangerous for Bharat Maharaj to sacrifice all his regulative principle simply to take care of an animal. we should see that. If we not able to, this again, you know, we can see from Bhagavad Gita, from unsuccessful yogi or people who are trying to practice spiritual life, when they are not having that kind of, not able to get that relationship or service, automatically they come down to the material platform and they do this philanthropic and altruism work. We don't want to be in that. We want to please Krishna, the instruction of the spiritual master, instructions of Srila Prabhupada. This is the idea of Srila Prabhupada, right? That his whole thing is, he wants to please the words of his guru. Idea is to make one devotee as a pure devotee. This is another Prabhupada, I'll read this from Bhagavad Gita regarding misplaced or compassion. So we talked about this, but material compassion, lamentation and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. Compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization. The word Madhusudana is significant in this verse. Lord Krishna killed the demon Madhu, and now Arjuna wanted Krishna to kill the demon of misunderstanding that had overtaken him in the discharge of his duty. No one knows where compassion should be applied. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. A man fallen in an ocean of nascence cannot be saved simply by rescuing his outward dress, the gross material body. One who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a sudra, or one who laments unnecessarily. Arjuna was a kshatriya and this conduct was not expected from him. Lord Krishna, however, can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man, and for this purpose the Bhagavad Gita was sung by him. Okay. See, compassion for the body, tears or lamentation, all three are the ignorance of the soul. Compassion is portrayed as a great quality in the material world, but not knowing that just another trick which will keep us in the material world. Our compassion should be focused, help ones solving the permanent problem of life. Our compassion should not be solving his temporary petty problem, which includes the gross and the subtle body. So from this, so Prabhupada also writes in one of the purport. All these purports in this chapter, Prabhupada gives at least one point which is very strong, which we can learn from that purport or from that story. So one Prabhupada is right. So from this, we can understand how we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulation and regularly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So the point is that understanding the situation of ourselves in Kali Yuga, especially this age, we should be more cautious and more vigilant of our practice of Krishna consciousness, especially the positive, so that we can develop some kind of faith that will help us to move forward, not to be in the middle situation where it will be a tug of war. And that also will help us to able to have that kind of detachment from the material world. The transcendentalist is one who is above this material world, want to get liberated. Yeah. So most of the time, even the Mayavadis or the impersonalist, they know the situation of this material world and they want mukti or liberation from this problem. They know this is false, this is, you know, maya, this is illusion here. I am a spirit soul, I am Brahmasmi, and I don't want to get into entangled with this. Complete in itself. The negation of this material world should, you know, implies our attraction to Krishna. That's how you can able to renounce this material world. Not the fact that material world is bad. If you're thinking this world is bad and I want to go and you don't know where to go. For example, this room is problem. Imagine you are in a room and you are in a problem. If you don't know where to go, all you want is escape this room. That is not a solution. You should know where to go, given the fact that this place is not good. Then you are complete in spiritual life. That's what Krishna is saying. Krishna is talking about the material world, and Krishna is giving about details of his abode, or the positive prayojan for a conditioned soul. When that information is given, that is complete. And by doing bhakti, this is two in one. We don't have to separately endeavor that we come out of this material world, plus endeavor separately to go to the spiritual world. By doing bhakti, everything happens. Simultaneously, you get attraction towards Krishna, and you lose taste in the material world. That to the degree we apply this principle, to that degree we can able to get detached and renounce from this material world. And Arjuna asks again and again, third chapter starting, fifth chapter starting, he asks, Krishna, can you explain renunciation or work in devotion? Can you explain renunciation? Can you explain detachment? I cannot understand. You are equivocal. You are telling buddhi yoga, you are telling renounceable. You are telling this, you are telling, you ask me to work in duty, work in devotion, do the duty, at the same time, you know, give up and everything. I can't understand. Can you tell me? He's clarifying this doubt for us. We think renunciation is the ultimate. We have to renounce. Here we see Bharat Maharaj renounced his family and everything, just like a person give up his excrement. Very high elevation, renounce. Our true renunciation is in the spirit, not in the action. Our renunciation means we are doing activities and renouncing the fruit or dedicating the fruit to the service of Krishna. This is renunciation. We cannot give up activities. So Krishna is again and again telling, Arjuna, don't think you renounce and go to the world into the forest that everything will be solved. Foolish people will follow you without any qualification. You renounce, everyone will follow you. Do your work. Do your duty. That way you engage and you renounce the, detach from the result of engagement. Offer that result to Krishna. So this is very powerful, that we engage in the service of Krishna. Our senses are purified. Our senses are like the snakes with the venomous fangs, has been removed. Our senses are purified. Our senses are engaged. At the same time, our attraction towards Krishna is developed. So it's two in one. So it's easy. We don't have to make a separate endeavor for renouncing this world and separate endeavor to get attraction towards Krishna. So this is a time that we take up and we think about ourselves, how we are going. We take association of devotees and we see how it we are progressing in devotional service. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone have any comments, questions or corrections, or you want to add anything. Yes. Which one? I didn't understand. He is blind by the love, by the attachment to the deer. He is thinking, he can't see the deer. And he's going in negative spiral. What will happen? Oh, the tiger would have eaten the deer. The wolf, boars would have eaten my deer, my special deer. Oh, my deer. And now the sun is going down. So he's thinking this, when the sun is there, it's a fortunate, auspicious thing happening. And the sun is compared to the Vedas personified. And the sun is going down, and the animal trusted me. I've been able to do my duty. Then you will compare the deer to the prince. Then you will compare to the deer. Oh, the land, Mother Earth. He says, you know, this is amazing. He sees all the surroundings in front of him. And then he started reminding of Krishna, of deer, seeing everything. Oh, the deer used to walk, so soft footprints. Earth is so fortunate because she could able to have that footprint. Not me. Correct. We see this again in the 10th canto, when the Krishna is walking in the footprint, when the Krishna is going in the forest, everyone see that and remind of Krishna. But for him, whatever he see, he get reminded of the deer. He is not here, otherwise we would have given prasadam. So he was in the forest. No one was there. No one was there. Yeah? So that's a problem. So we should be with devotees association and chant. This is our Sankirtan movement by Mahaprabhu. That we come together and chant Hare Krishna. We come together, dance and feast. Okay. Thank you. Any other? Okay. Andras Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.